Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Skinner, simple man, self-proclaimed simple man. There is some ambiguity to this. Bill O'Reilly is with us. All things Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, congratulations again on another massive, huge bestseller. I don't know how you keep doing it. Writing to me is one of the most difficult things that that I do work-wise, which is why I don't write like you do. Anyway, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity, which we know is true. I have a question for you, and I want to lean on the Bill O'Reilly historian. Okay. Now, this happens after every, you know, midterm election. Immediately, right out of the box, everyone starts talking about, all right, well, let's look to 2024. Who are the candidates? Who's going to be this? Who's going to be that? My take on this is what the world is going to look like 2 years from now is going to probably be the determinative factor in terms of, and the candidates, of course, matter, but are we going to be in a state of war? Will Taiwan have been taken over by China? Are we going to be in a position of economic collapse? Are we going to be paying $9 a gallon for gasoline? Is inflation still going to be ongoing? Is the economy going to crash in some ways that nobody's predicted? We just don't know yet. And then you've got this other problem, which I'll ask you in the next question.
Okay, so that's an astute observation, Hannity.
By the way, you act like a professor with a student. That's an astute observation, young man. Okay, but let me explain what it really means.
Because we have something in play in America that's almost unique, that we have a president who cannot do the job. And in our lifetime, we've really never had anybody like that. We've had bad presidents, Carter. But we've really never had anybody who just cannot do the job. And if anybody disputes that, I will point out to the open border of the United States of America.
Hey, Bill, he didn't know the leader of the country he was in, and then he didn't know the country that he was in.
Okay, but those are small ball. You know, when you have 5 million foreign nationals, at least, in this country since he's been inaugurated, you have hundreds of thousands of people dying from narcotics coming from Mexico, and you have a president who has not even made an attempt to solve that problem. Not an attempt. So when you have a situation like that, that's where you start. So things are not going to get better in the next 2 years. Help is not on the way. And even though the Republicans are going to be in charge of the House, they're not going to be able to do any new legislation because the Senate will block it and then Biden would veto it. So basically what that is for the Republicans is a blocking measure against Biden to stop the massive spending and other insane things that the progressive want. So
can I just take a little issue with one thing you're saying?
Okay.
You're right about the legislative part. Biden will stop it. The Senate will stop it. However, I think people are underestimating two things, two powers that the Republicans will have: the power of subpoena and the power of the purse. And if they stay united with their small majority, I think they can be enormously effective in ways we can't imagine today. That's my thought.
But they got to be careful because independent voters, which will make the difference next time around as well, if you're going to do something like Hunter Biden, all that, you better have demonstrable evidence that the public can see from the jump. So the fishing expedition like January 6th committee, that's not going to play. So you better have something. But getting back to your astute point that we're not going to have the same world 2 years from now that we have now, it's going to be a worse world. And things are going to go downhill for America because you don't have any problem solving capability in the White House. None. Zero. And so it's like every man for himself.
Now, can I actually take it a step further? I'm not a fearful guy. You know me. You've known me for many, many years. I don't care. I never back away from a fight. You know me. And I will just tell you, Bill, for the first time for this country, I worry about the country. I worry about the forgotten men and women, the Sean Hannitys in his 20s and early 30s that didn't really have any money. I worry about those folks.
That will be once the presidential race of 24 gets underway, which will be early 24. That will be forefront. But you saw people last week vote against their own self-interest. You saw it in Arizona, in Nevada, in New York City, in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania. They voted against their own self-interest. Okay, they voted for candidates who are not going to help them, who were foolish candidates. I mean, the New York situation, 9-1 African-Americans voted for Hochul, and Hochul is not going to solve the violent crime problem in the minority neighborhood. So they're voting against their own self-interest. That may continue. It may continue. Nobody can predict it. So last night Trump goes on, and I was watching a TV program, and the first 18 minutes of his speech, pretty crisp, pretty good. In the sense that he had to do it because he had to reignite his base. So he had to give the MAGA people a big healthy dose of Trump because of DeSantis, who was a big winner in the midterms. And DeSantis wants to be president and has momentum. So Trump had to do it last night, and he did it for the first 18 minutes pretty well, but then he rambled on for an hour and 5 minutes. And I'm going, this shows a lack of discipline. Trump should have gotten out of there at 25 minutes after the hour, giving you 35 minutes to analyze what he said. But he was like Dion. Remember Dion Hannity? He's the wanderer. He's wandering around. Okay, so the first 18 minutes.
So as a professor, you wish it was shorter, and he stayed on script. I had a copy of the script just given to me, you know, actually after the speech started. And he went off script a lot. It probably would have been a 30-35 minute speech if he read it straight through. But let me go back to something else, because I want to stay focused on, we don't know what the conditions will be. And I'm worried about a couple of things. Number one, Bill, I don't think there's any American, Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal that can watch what went on in Nevada, what's going on in Alaska, what's going on in California, what went on in Arizona, and say that this is the best we can do. It's not. And the president mentioned this in his speech last night when he talked about, and I would like to see Election Day be a national holiday. I would like partisan observers to watch all voting and all vote counting with paper ballots day of, with the exceptions for the military, for the sick, the elderly, the infirmed, or people that may be out of town. I think we got to be fair, and voter ID included in all of that. And I don't see Democrats ever wanting to adopt that system. Now, if we can't change the system, I do believe Republicans do need to recalibrate, and they can't start every election day down 30, you know, percent and have to make it up that day. Maybe it's a cold day. Maybe it's a rainy day. Maybe it's a snowy day. And you can't take that risk, in my opinion. And if they're not going to change it, they better embrace what the Democrats have embraced.
Well, number one, the Biden administration is never going to do that. So that's not happening, election reform for 2 years, unless the individual states like Georgia, which, according to the Heritage Foundation, is now one of the most competent states after their new law in counting the votes, unless the individual states decide to clean it up. And California and Arizona and Nevada are not going to clean it up. For whatever reason, I'm not a party guy.
Well, Marco Rubio said it best. I mean, they counted 7.5 million ballots in less than 5 hours. And, you know, in Arizona, you're waiting for another drop of 50,000 ballots, and that's the best we can do. And I'm like, no, it's not the best you can do. Hire the people that were counting in Florida, and you'll be fine.
Well, they should have sent in federal monitors and for oversight in the districts. And in California, they're still not even close to finishing the counts. In these small districts, they're not huge districts. So you know something's wrong. But anyway, as for the folks in the country, it's going to be a big, it's going to be a fast 2 years. Things are going to go very, very quickly. But it's not going to be defined. And there is a danger of civil war in the Republican Party. No doubt about it. And that's what the Democrats are hoping for, because the Democrats' big deficit is, as I said, things are going to get worse. Biden's not going to run again. And they don't really have anybody else to go to. They have no savior. They have no charismatic person to go to.
So my prediction is it's going to be Gavin Newsom, but Joe Biden certainly is making every appearance that he's getting ready to run.
Yeah, but Newsom will go for it, but he'll lose. He's way too far left. And, you know, places like New England with a solid Democrat, they'll crack there. So Newsom's not a lock, and he's not JFK. But on the Republican side, it just depends on whether DeSantis can maintain momentum. And you don't know. It's too early for DeSantis to come out and start to run like Trump is. Trump's got nothing else to do but play golf. He can run as much as he wants. But DeSantis has to administer to Florida. So he's going to have to hold his powder for a year. And in that time...
Do you believe it's a lock that he's going to get in?
No, it's not, because...
I don't believe that. I've not been convinced of that either. I think people make assumptions that may not end up being true, but keep going.
What should be made is a Trump-DeSantis ticket. And that's what should happen. And if it does happen, there's a very good chance that the Republicans will win everything in 24. But if there is a brawl, that'll only help the Democrats.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. More with Bill O'Reilly on the other side as we continue.
A day of red, white, and blue. America proud. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue with All Things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. All Things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Now I want to ask you another question. So I have this belief system, and it's based on facts and evidence about, I'm calling it accelerated migration, accelerated by COVID. People that are fed up with shutdowns, people that wanted their kids to have in-school learning, baby boomers now coming of age, not wanting to get out of the cold weather, wanting to stop paying high taxes. And if you look at New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, they tend to end up on the east coast of Florida or in central Florida. Then you look at the Midwest, that would be Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. They're on the west coast of Florida and central Florida. Okay. So if you're getting 850 people a day, then you're getting migration also from these very same states to the Carolinas in big numbers, and Tennessee, and of course, Texas. They tend to draw more from California, but they're still getting Midwesterners as well. My question is, all the people that seem to be leaving are more on the conservative side. Now, what does that mean? That means that the states that they're living in, you know, blue swing states like Pennsylvania or purple states, if you want to say, or very difficult states for Republicans to win, are now going to get that much harder. In other words, Pennsylvania will be harder. Wisconsin. Look, Ron Johnson, well-liked senator, went against a radical Senate candidate in Mandela Barnes, wants to open up half the prisons and let everybody out. Or in the case of Gretchen Whitmer, I think we might be getting to a point where mathematically Republicans have a problem in terms of they'll have deeper red states, but they're not going to have enough purple states that they can win because of this accelerated migration. Bill O'Reilly, am I right or am I wrong?
You're right in the sense that Donald Trump cannot win 210 electoral votes. We did this on the No Spin News last night. I know you watch every night.
270, you meant, yeah.
No, he can't win 210. All right, Trump can't win 210. He's not going to win in those states that add up. But he can win 219. All right? So there are 538 electoral votes all over the country, 270 needed to be president. Trump can't get 210, but he can get 219. That cuts the field down to eight states, and three of the states are problematic for him: Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, for the reasons you just cited and other reasons. So it's a very narrow pathway for Trump today. But if you are looking at a catastrophe developing in America, as I think we may be, because, again, Biden cannot solve any problem. So whatever problems we have now are going to be worse 2 years from now because he is so incompetent, and his people are as well. That will open up some doors. But, look, we're free people. We can move where we want to move. Texas and Florida are emerging as very, very strong counters to California and New York. And that's just the way it is.
All right, all things simple man, Bill O'Reilly, all things O'Reilly, BillO'Reilly.com. Sir, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. You know, I've been talking for months now about the Knox Entry System and how it helps law enforcement gain access that they need to schools during, you know, hostile events or emergencies. In fact, more than 200 municipalities currently trust Knox Entry System to provide a secure and efficient means to get access where and when they need it. Now, businesses and airports and specific industrial applications, they have now joined schools and law enforcement and fire departments and are using the Knox Entry System to manage first responder access and or authorized service activity. Why? To better protect and monitor their critical assets. When seconds matter, Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. If your company has important assets that you want to protect, Well, contact Knox today for more information on their innovative Knox entry system. Go to their website. It's Knox, K-N-O-X.com. That's Knox.com for more information.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a seven-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. You know, I've been talking for months now about the Knox entry system and how it helps law enforcement gain access that they need to schools during, you know, hostile events or emergencies. In fact, more than 200 municipalities currently trust Knox entry system to provide a secure and efficient means to get access where and when they need it. Now, businesses and airports and specific industrial applications, they have now joined schools and law enforcement and fire departments and are using the Knox entry system to manage first responder access and or authorized service activity. Why? To better protect and monitor their critical assets. When seconds matter, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. If your company has important assets that you want to protect, well, contact Knox today for more information on their innovative Knox entry system. Go to their website. It's Knox, K-N-O-X.com. That's Knox.com for more information. All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN. We'll get to your calls here in a second. Chucky Schumer, oh, listen to what he thinks he's going to do.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here. We can get it done here. We can get it done here. If we can get 10 Republicans to join us, we will get this done by the end of the year. It's the smart thing to do. It's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do. It's the humane thing to do. And I want to assure everyone here, we will not stop fighting till we get a fix for DACA, a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, and a pathway to citizenship for all undocumented.
All right. Unbelievable. Yeah, good luck. This is the danger of where the Democrats really want to go. They want to go down the authoritarian route. They want to pack the courts. They want D.C. statehood. They don't want the legislative filibuster. And basically, they want power in perpetuity any way they can grab it. And you know, I told you, we get the results we deserve in the end. We have a massive check, and that's the House of Representatives. And they better unite, and they better stand together, and they better be one unit, because if they're not, and there's a lot of infighting, that will not end well for anybody. And here's Schumer taking a very different position from what he's now saying.
So we're going to try to do everything we can for as bold an immigration bill as we can get. Plain and simple. We'll see where our Republican colleagues are.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. The
president's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart.
If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
A biometric-based employer verification system with tough enforcement and auditing is necessary to significantly diminish the job magnet that attracts illegal aliens to the United States.
They may have known no other country but ours and have voluntarily registered themselves.
All illegal aliens present in the United States on the date of enactment of our bill must quickly register their presence with the United States government or face imminent deportation.
We want to do as much as we can to make immigrants welcome in America, to make sure that America integrates immigrants into our system of government, and we'll keep fighting to get as bold and strong a bill as we can.
Yeah. Okay. There's Chucky over the years flipping and flopping and flailing, but his real position is we're not going to stop until we get citizenship for dreamers and all illegal immigrants. Why do you think? Oh, let's give people something of great value. Let's violate the law. Let's give them preferential treatment. Let's get rid of catch and release. Just process people, give them a free phone and free transportation, and then eventually free housing. And because a lot of people don't have money. And of course, we have to house them and feed them and clothe them and take care of their education of their kids and give them health care and everything else in between. And by the way, we can't afford any of it. It would be nice if we could. We can't. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Howard is in Baltimore. Howard, hi. How are you? WCBM, what's going on?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. When I got to register to vote, it was 1969. You had to be 21. Democrats were still under the influence of Kennedy. I registered as a Democrat. Over the years, I never voted party. And I think more people need to look at that. They need to vote policy. I'm just absolutely amazed at how proficient the Democrats have been with the big lie. And I think I'd really like to see us to recognize that and be able to communicate that the louder they talk and the more they say it, the more people that believe it. Including conservatives, including especially the rhinos. So I'd like to see that happen. Bill had a lot of great points. One with respect to Trump running with DeSantis. DeSantis is not ready. People are calling him the future. In my opinion, nobody's got the total skill set package that Trump has. He's got the business package. He's got the negotiation package. He's got the heart and the drive to go through with everything. And my wife and I went down the list of things he's accomplished. And for anybody listening that wants to take a look, go online and look up accomplishments of the Trump administration. It's 46 pages long.
The president went into great detail last night, and I covered it on the show last night, and I spoke a lot about it earlier. Yeah, that's all true. But there's never been a guy that's come under more fire. I've never seen this in my life. I'll say this also about any Republican that's ever going to run for president. They're never going to be liked by the media mob. The media mob will turn on them. They will manufacture it. They will do they will do what they need to do to destroy whoever the candidate happens to be, because it's just who they are. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't know what it's going to take. I worry about the math in terms of the Electoral College. I worry about what I call accelerated migration. You've heard me talking about that. And I think I'm right. And I think it's going to get harder. And the only thing that's going to change this, in my view, is just a massive amount of pain, unfortunately, that I believe people have to go through, and conditions that none of us can foresee. You know, here we are November 16th, you know, heading into Thanksgiving week. We're not going to be able to foresee what the issues will be in November 2 years from now. And that's why I urge people, don't have over exuberance, you know, be very sober in what it is that we're dealing with here. You know, we do, Republicans, conservatives now have a math problem. They've had a math problem for a long time. Look, Howard, how long have you been listening to me on the show? You've heard me for a while, I hope, right?
Quite a while, yes.
Okay. What do I always say in an election year, a presidential election year? You got to run the table. You got to win every swing state. And in other words, you got to win Pennsylvania hard. You got to win Georgia. Now it's hard. Florida is redder than ever. I'm not worried about Florida anymore. I'm not worried about Ohio anymore. The entire map is shifted. And as people have now, you know, raced out of, conservatives are leaving these liberal states seeking warmer weather, lower taxes, less draconian government. You know, they want in-person education for their kids. They want a better way of life. They want law and order. They don't want woke education. They want classical education. And as they move to these states, they make those states redder. And then these other states now become even that much harder to win, if at all even possible. I don't know. I think it's getting that bad. When Florida takes in 850 new residents a day, and it's clear that the majority of them are conservative escaping these liberal states, we've got a problem here. And, you know, by the way, don't blame the messenger. I'm just trying to give you the accurate information.
I'm with you 100%. I mean, I think Bill was right about the amount of pain that's going to occur over the next 2 years. It's going to be unbelievable. I also think that with all these people coming across the border that we have no idea who they are, I think it's very likely that something very bad is going to happen.
I had a conversation with somebody in the Senate. I'm not going to say who. And I went through a list of things that I fear, you know, with open borders. You know, remember last year, you know, this year alone, rather, we've had 98 people on the terror watch list that we know, we identified, that were caught. How many people maybe on that watch list didn't get caught? And then I went through my worst case scenarios. I don't even want to express them on the air, to be honest, because I don't want to give any idiot ideas. There are really evil people in this world. I wrote a whole book on Deliver Us from Evil. Evil does exist, and it wants to destroy goodness. It wants to destroy innocence. It is the antithesis of all the values that most of us hold near and dear. And in the name of some, you know, religion, in the name of whatever they're perverting, they think they're justified in killing large numbers of people. We talk about 9/11. Could something like 9/11 happen again? Well, with open borders, we're making it easier for that something like that to happen, because you have people that have bad intentions that are not getting background checks that are entering this country. And I just don't know how many of them, and I don't know where they are. But I would imagine that if I ventured, and I'm just giving a guess, my best guess is that there are terror cells in this country waiting for instructions. And this is not, we've not seen the end of this. And we're making it worse by doing things like not doing background checks. But, you know, I don't want to be a broken record here. Anyway, Howard, appreciate your call, my friend. God bless you. Let's say hi to Alan is in West Virginia. Alan, how do you feel about Joe Manchin when he gave in to the Inflation Reduction Act, as I call it, the Tax the Poor, Middle Class, and People on Fixed Income Act? And then the part that he was promised, the pipeline he was promised, was never forthcoming. And then Joe Biden is now saying he wants to destroy the entire coal industry in the state of West Virginia. How do you feel about all that?
Well, I haven't always agreed with everything Joe Manchin's done, but I grew up around him.
Okay, but do you feel like they screwed him over? Because I think they screwed him over.
He did. He did. Like I said, he hasn't always made all the right decisions, but for the most part, he does what's good for our state. I mean,
so you have no problem with the fact that they promised him a pipeline and then they said no. You have no problem.
I have a big problem with that.
That you don't have a problem that he's aligned with a party that wants to end, you know, coal production in this country. Do you have a problem with that?
Yes, I do.
And all energy production.
I wish he would change. I wish he would swap parties.
Well, maybe he will if Herschel Walker wins in Georgia. Georgia, I hope you're listening.
That's a possibility, but I grew up around Joe, and I knew his dad, and his dad would turn over in his grave if he swapped parties.
Well,
I'm a retired Navy veteran and also a merchant marine, so I'm in the oil industry for a living. And I think they really did West Virginia dirty when they promised him that and didn't deliver on it and just shut him down.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. Don't you think for the time being, do you see any alternative, any renewables that can instantly replace fossil fuels, oil, gas, and coal? Because I don't see it.
No, there's nothing that's instantly going to replace all that. You're going to have to, if anything, you're going to have to gradually introduce and still use what we're using now until we get swapped over, and maybe gradually introduce things, you know, and maybe run coal, natural gas, and wind and solar at the same time.
Well, I mean, and it's got to be cost effective, and it's right now the energy that runs the world's economy is oil, gas, and coal. And for anyone to believe otherwise is living in a fantasy world. Their dream of renewable energy independence is decades and decades away. It's not achievable, and it's not cost efficient. And we have now unilaterally disarmed economically. This is why I really, really worry. And when I think of the people in this country, the heart and soul of this country, the people that work hard every day, that get up, love God, family, country, pay their taxes, obey the laws, raise their kids, go to church on Sunday, you know, are doing everything right in life, everything we'd want them to do in life. And they're the ones now getting screwed left and right. Sad and unnecessary. All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Many of you have been really patient here. We have a minute left. All right, Scotty in Michigan, this last minute is yours. Let's let you make it count.
First and foremost, I want to thank my dad, Rush, and you for making me the Christian conservative that I am. It doesn't matter who we put out. The Democrats are going to demonize us and try to split us apart, and they've been successful for years at doing it. We have to unite, quit pandering, quit reaching across the aisle, because they just pull us across the center of the aisle to their side, and we're losing drastically.
This is what I never understood about Liz Cheney, because I was there. I watched it. I defended her dad for the 8 years he was vice president, and George Bush as well, and a far better choice than the Democrat. And they basically accused her dad of being a murderer, a war criminal, a thief. It doesn't matter. Whoever has the R in front of their name is going to be smeared, slandered, and you won't recognize them by the time they're done demonizing them. Just a fact. Anyway, good call, my friend. Great point. I hope people hear it. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.